Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Carborundum Universal Q2 FY 2024 earnings conference call hosted by DAM Capital Advisors Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Bhoomika Nair from DAM Capital Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Yeah, thanks, and good morning, everyone, and a warm welcome to the Q2 FY 2024 earnings call of Carborundum Universal Limited. We have the management today being represented by Mr. Sridharan Rangarajan, Managing Director, Mr. P. Padmanabhan, CFO, Mr. G. Chandramouli, Advisor, Investor Relations, and Mr. Dinesh Kumar, Senior Manager, Strategic Planning. At this moment, I'll hand over the floor to Mr. Rangarajan for his initial remarks, post which we'll open up the floor for Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Good morning, Bhoomika. Thank you very much. Let us start the proceeding with the disclaimer there. Good morning. During this call, we will make certain statements which reflect our outlook for the future or which could be construed as a forward-looking statement. These statements are based on management's current expectation and are associated with uncertainties and risk are more fully detailed in our annual report, which may cause the actual result to differ. Hence, these statements must be reviewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. Thank you.
Good morning to all of you, and a warm welcome to our second quarter and first of earnings call for the financial year FY24. I trust that you and your family members are safe and healthy. Today I am joined in the call with Mr. Padmanabhan, our CFO, Mr. Chandramouli, our Investor Relationship Advisor, Mr. Dinesh, our Strategic Planning Head. We'll begin this call with providing an overview of the company's performance for the quarter as well as the first half, and then open up for questions. First, to start with, consolidated sales for H1 FY24 were 2,314 crores, growing at 3.1%, contributed by ceramics growing at 11%, abrasives growing at 3.2%, and electrominerals with a negative growth of 2.5%. Consolidated sales for Q2 FY24 were at 1,123 crores with quarter over quarter growth of 0.6% and a degrowth of 5.7% sequentially. Growth in Q2 FY24 over Q2 FY23 is contributed by 5.5% growth in abrasives, 4.2% growth in ceramics, and a negative 7.8% growth in electrominerals. Q2 FY24 performance compared to Q1 FY24 was a negative 5.7%, mainly contributed by electrominerals degrowth of 9.7%. It is important to bring the perspective of war here. VAW, our Russian subsidiary, grew in H1 FY24 in ruble terms 24%. However, in INR terms, this turned out to be a degrowth of 6%. In H1 FY23, ruble was converted at 1.24, and H1 FY24, the ruble is converted now into 0.94. As the exchange rate remained the same, the overall growth of QME in H1 would be in the range of 9.6% to 10%. We will discuss this in detail later. PBIT of H1 FY24 at 295.9 crores with a PBIT margin of 12.8% compared to PBIT of H1 FY23 at 236.09 crores, PBIT margin of 10.5%, grew at 25.3%. This was contributed by abrasive growing at 49.1%, ceramic growing at 26%, electro minerals growing at 5.8%. PBIT for Q2 FY24 was at 141.31 crores, PBIT margin of 12.6%, compared to PBIT for Q2 FY23 at 126.6 crores, PBIT margin of 11.3%, grew 11.6% quarter over quarter and degrew 8.6% sequentially. PAT for H1 was at 215.1 crores, grew 28.2%. PAT for Q2 FY24 was at 101.9 crores, grew 14.5% compared to Q2 FY23 and sequentially fell by 10%. We'll move now to standalone. Standalone grew by 7.6% to 2,303 crores in H1 FY24 compared to H1 FY23. The growth was majorly driven by ceramic segment at 10.9%, electro minerals at 10.9%, and abrasive segment at 4.1%. Growth in Q2 FY24 compared to Q2 FY23 is 5.4% compared to Q1 FY24. There was a negative growth of 2.4% sequentially. PBIT for H1 FY24 was 232.72 crores, PBIT margin of 17.9%, grew at 17.79% compared to PBIT of H1 FY23 at 197.62 crores, PBIT margin of 16.3%. The growth in PBIT margin came in from abrasives, grew by 35.7%, ceramics grew by 20.9%, and a fall from electro minerals by 20.3%. Q2 FY24 PBIT margin was 110.63 crores, PBIT margin percentage of 17.2%, grew 11.2% compared to Q2 FY23 and sequentially degrew by 9.4%. PAT for H1 FY24 was 175.9 crores. This is an increase of 21.7% compared to H1 FY23. PAT for Q2 FY24 was 82.8 crores, resulting in a 15.4% growth compared to Q2 FY23 and 11.1% degrowth compared to Q1 FY24. And now move to the segments. I'll take up first abrasives. Abrasives consolidated revenue for H1 FY24 was 1,029 crores, growing at 3.2% compared to H1 FY23. Abrasive consolidated revenue for the quarter grew 5% to 510 crores compared to 484 crores in Q2 of the last year, but degrew by 1.6% sequentially. H1 FY24 standalone abrasive was at 568 crores and grew by 4.1% compared to H1 FY23. Standalone abrasives grew by 3.4% to 285 crores quarter over quarter and almost flat sequentially. America, our subsidiaries in America grew at H1, Q2 and sequentially very healthy. VAW H1 FY24 grew 22% in ruble terms. However, in INR, this resulted in a decrease of 7.3%. H1 FY23 ruble to INR was converted at 1.24, whereas H1 FY24 ruble to INR is converted at 0.94. Quarter over quarter growth in ruble was also good at 24%. Rhodius. Rhodius in Q2 achieved the net sales of 15.28 million euro compared to 14.2 million euro in Q2 of FY23 and 15.5 million euro in Q1 of the current year. We communicated in the last call that the RHODIUS is planning to be flattish at top line due to softening of the demand in parts of Europe and competitive pricing in the market. We still maintain the same expectation. The price increase put up to offset the cost push resulted in lower order intake, which impacted the overall sales. On YTD basis, sales degrew by 5% to 30.7 million euro from 32.2 million euro during the last year. We delivered a loss of 4.7 million, which included one-off cost of euro 2 million and a PPA write-off of 2.8 million. On YTD basis, we are at a loss of 1.4 million against 2 million euro during the last year, which means losses are coming down. As told during the last call, we expect the full year a similar loss in line with that of the last year due to softening in demand and increase in energy costs. We are maintaining our forecast. This is our current outlook. We will have another 6 months to explore anything better. AWUKO. Coming to AWUKO's performance, this quarter we achieved 1.9 million euro sales against 2.5 million euro in Q1 of the current quarter and 1.95 million euro in Q2 of the last year. The losses in Q2 was 0.86 million against the loss of 0.7 million in Q1 of FY24 and 0.5 million in Q2 of the last year. On YTD basis, we achieved 4.4 million sales, which is 3% lower compared to the last year, and the losses at 1.6 million against 1.1 million during the last year. As communicated earlier, we expect the losses in FY24 will be around 2.5 million. We expect AWUKO to break even by FY25. We maintain the same outlook. Standalone abrasives. In India, we have grown 4% compared to H1 of the last year. There has been good growth in terms of the volume in industrial segment and precision segment, almost close to a double-digit growth. However, in retail segment, we are facing challenges after increases in supplies from China and new entrants in the segment. Better realization and softening in input costs has helped to reach the margins to the previous level of 16% in H1 FY24, which was at 12.3% in H1 of the last year. We expect to hit overall 8% to 10% growth in the full year, as told during the previous earnings call. The focus has been on improving margins through product mix optimization, increasing sales in value-added products, and improving internal efficiencies. Consolidated PBIT of H1 FY24 was at 68.3 crores compared to 45.9 crores, resulting in margin improvement from 4.6% to 6.6%. Q2 FY24 PBIT was 37 crores against 28 crores in Q2 of the last year and 31 crores in Q1 of the current year. The increase predominantly coming from standalone margin movement from 12.3% to 16%, better performance at Sterling, America, VAW, lower losses at RHODIUS, and closure of China helped to achieve this. Moving to electrominerals. Electrominerals on a consolidated basis for H1 FY24 had a sales of 796 crores compared to 816 crores in H1 FY23. Electrominerals consolidated revenue for the quarter was 377 crores versus 410 crores in Q2 of the last year, resulting in a decrease of 8% as it degrew 10% sequentially. Standalone electrominerals for H1 FY24 was 390 crores and it grew by 11%, degrew at 2% sequentially but grew at 12% quarter over quarter. At H1, volume growth in aluminas and SIZs are in high teens. However, price dropped due to dumping by Chinese producers. This strength is witnessed in many geographies. We will stay focused on volume growth. We expect price stability will come. Margins could be under pressure, under stress in the interim. VAW. Coming to the performance of VAW, the performance has been good in local currency and delivered its higher ever quarterly sales of 2.5 billion rubles in this quarter compared to 1.86 billion rubles in Q2 of the last year. Also, in H1 basis, sales grew by 24% to ruble 4.9 billion. The operations are running well and there has been an increase in sales volume compared to the last year. 4% in silicon carbide, 19% in abrasives, 10% in refractories. Also, price realizations are better compared to previous years. When converted to INR, the story looks a little different and shows downward performance because of the stronger ruble during Q2 of the last year, where it was at 1 ruble equivalent to 1.33, whereas it has become much weaker at 1.01 in Q1 FY24 and 0.88 in Q2 FY24. They delivered a profit of ruble 418 million, same as during Q1 of the current year, against 236 million ruble during Q2 of the last year. On YTD basis, profit increased significantly to 835 million ruble compared to 461 million during last year. For H1, rubles were converted on average 1 ruble, which is equivalent to 0.94 for this year compared to 1.24 during H1 of FY23. Capacity utilization is normal when they are able to sell more in Russia, and on YTD basis, the mix towards Russian sales volume domestically has increased to 59% compared to 58% during the last year. VAW is able to collect all its receivables. They continue to be debt-free and outlook remains stable and positive. POSCO Zirconia, FZL's lower sales in FY24 is majorly on account of postponement of offtake by the top three customers and price pressure from Chinese supplies. The team is confident to compensate in second half of the year and expect a similar top line as that of the last year. Overall, for the quarter PBIT at consolidated level was at 62 crores against 16 crores in Q2 of the last year and 74 crores in Q1 of the current financial year. On YTD basis, it grew by 6% to 136 crores. Channel margins were significantly impacted during the first half of the year compared to the previous year, mainly because of dumping by China. I'll move now to ceramics. Consolidated ceramics in H1 FY24 grew by 11% to 552 crores. Q2 FY24 were higher by 4% at rupees 265 crores, as against 254 crores in Q2 FY23 of the last year. Sequentially degrew by 8%. Standalone ceramics at H1 FY24 grew by 11% to 448 crores compared to H1 FY23. Q2 FY24 sales of ceramics was 217 crores, growing 3% quarter over quarter and 6% degrowth sequentially. Refractories, ware ceramics, metallized cylinder business grew in H1 FY24 very well in high teens. Delay in offtake in engineered ceramic business resulted in 11% growth as of H1 FY24. Subsidiaries in Australia and America registered significant growth. Profit before finance costs and tax at consolidated level for H1 FY24 was 154.7 crores, growing at 26% compared to H1 FY23. Q2 FY24 PBIT was 74 crores, growing by 14% quarter-on-quarter basis, but degrew 9% sequentially at consolidated level. The PBIT margin has improved from 24.7% in H1 FY23 to 28% in current financial year. All companies in the segment contributed to margin improvement. Now I request our CFO, Mr. Padmanabhan, to cover about PBIT margin, debt positions, cash flow and capex.
Thank you, sir. PBIT margin consolidated PBIT margin improved from 10.5% in H1 of last year to 12.8% in the current year. mainly driven by three segments. PBIT margin for the quarter improved from 11.3% to 12.6% in the current quarter, by dropped by 40 basis points sequentially. On a quarter-over-quarter basis, margins have improved in abrasives and ceramic segment, with a marginal drop in electrominerals margin. On sequential basis, margins improved for abrasives but dropped marginally in electrominerals and ceramics. At the standalone basis, margins has improved from 16.3% to 17.9% in H1 of current financial year. This is majorly driven by abrasive, then ceramics, but drop in electrominerals segment. PBIT margin for the quarter improved from 16.3% to 17.2% in the current quarter and dropped 130 basis points sequentially. The margin improvement was contributed by abrasives and ceramics quarter over quarter, whereas on sequential basis, the unallocable expenses increase brought down the overall margin, but broadly all the segmental performance is good. On the abrasive front, on H1 basis, PBIT margins improved from 4.6 to 6.6 at consolidated level, majorly contributed by standalone business increasing margin from 12.3 to 16%. At consolidated level, PBIT margin for the quarter improved from 5.8 to 7.3 in the current quarter and also improved by 130 basis points sequentially. This was due to increase in the margins of standalone business from 12.5% to 16.7% in the current quarter on back of better realization and softening in input costs. Standalone abrasives margins improved by 150 basis points sequentially as well. Also, the losses coming down in Rhodius contributed to improvement in margins. On electrominerals, in H1 at consolidated level, PBIT margins has improved from 15.1% during last year to 17% in the current half, majorly contributed by the Russian subsidiary on account of higher volumes and better realization. The margins of standalone business dropped significantly from 16.3% to 11.7%, mainly because of the dumping by China, even though volume pickup is there. For the quarter, PBIT margins at console level dropped from 16.9% to 16.3% quarter-over-quarter basis and also dropped 140 basis points sequentially. The margins of standalone business dropped significantly from 15.8% to 11.9% in the current quarter. However, it was better by 40 basis points sequentially. In respect of the ceramics business, at the consolidated level for H1, PBIT margins improved from 24.7% to 28%. Standalone ceramics improved from 24.4% to 26.6%. American subsidiary did significantly well compared to last year. The margins of Australian subsidiary has also improved. For the quarter, PBIT margins at consolidated level improved from 25.4% to 27.8% quarter-on-quarter basis, but dropped 40 basis points sequentially. The margins of standalone business improved from 25.5% to 26.2% in the current quarter, but dropped by 65 basis points sequentially. The higher volumes and better product mix contributed to the higher margins compared to last year. On the debt position, there was 23 crores of debt at the standalone books and the total debt on consolidated basis was at 140 crores compared to 178 as of June 2023. The debt to equity ratio was at 0.05 at consolidated level. Cash and cash equivalent net of borrowings was at surplus of 221 crores, meaning the net debt after adjusting for cash equivalent is almost zero. CapEx. The CapEx spent so far at consolidated level is 97 crores and we expect for the full year 24 we will be incurring a CapEx of around 260 to 280 crores as against 300 crores as was communicated earlier. Our free cash flows for H1 in the current year at consolidated level is 69% of PAT compared to negative 126% of PAT in last year, first half. At standalone level, it is also at 68% of PAT compared to negative 49% of PAT in H1 of last year. This is mainly on account of significantly higher net cash flow inflow from operations compared to last year. Standalone 22 crores in H1 to 150 crores and consolidated 38 crores, negative 38 to 243 in the current quarter. Mainly because of the better working capital management and lower capex spend compared to previous year. I would now request Mr. Sridharan to summarize.
So I'd like to summarize the following 10, 12 points. QMI achieved a consolidated sales of 2,314 crores in H1 FY24. And a PBIT of 296 crores with PBIT margin of 12.8%. Sales grew at 3.1%, but PBIT grew by 25.3%. PBIT margin improved by 230 bps. It's important to bring the perspective of VAW here. VAW grew in H1 FY24 in ruble terms 24%. However, in INR terms, there's a degrowth of 6%. At the exchange rate remained the same, overall growth of QMI in H1 would be 9.6 to 10%. In H1, FY24, QMI cash flow remains a debt-free company. QMI's free cash generation is very good, free cash to PAT at 69%. Overall performance of the company during the first half of the year is good. Volume and price growth is good in refractories, ceramics, and electrominerals. Major portion of the abrasive business, volume growth is very good. We need to focus on the standalone retail segment. That will be our focus for the coming few quarters. We feel standalone growth could be in the range of 10% to 12%. Against what we communicated last time at 15%, and consolidated could be in the range of 5% against earlier forecast of 10%, largely because of the exchange impact of ruble. Standalone and consolidated PBIT margins compared to FY23 should improve. With that, we will end the opening remarks and open up for the question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Ravi Swaminathan from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Sir, thanks for taking my question. My first question is with respect to the abrasive business retail segment. Which are the sectors which are slowing the growth with respect to this particular subsegment? And same is the case with engineered ceramics also. So which are the sectors which are seeing a slowdown in terms of overall growth, which is driving the growth of both categories?
Yeah, thank you, Swaminathan. First of all, I would say there is no slowdown in the sector. What is happening in retail is competitive pressure of price dumping by Chinese competition, as well as some of the people outside of the traditional abrasive business coming into abrasive business, particularly on the lower end of the business, to leverage their distribution strength, which I am now referring to paint business, which I think we have been talking for some time. That is what is happening, and not a degrowth of a particular industry or a sector. Similarly, on the engineered ceramic side also, there is no degrowth of the industry or a sector. What is happening is a particular customer trying to clear their inventory, as well as switching from one model to the other model, is basically slowing down their order intake from us. And they have communicated this, and we are recalibrating it, and we expect things to become normal, which we have already considered in our forecast.
Got it, sir. And you had talked about the Chinese competition or dumping both the abrasives and the electrominerals segment. This is something incrementally, I think, the reference has gone up over the past few quarters. So how intense is the competition? Is it almost back to pre-COVID levels? How should we think in terms of profitability, given the fact that usually Chinese products are very aggressive in terms of pricing, and therefore can it have an impact on the profitability, especially on the electromineral segment?
So I think the trend of Chinese competition we are witnessing not just in India, across various geographies and across many sectors, not only in abrasives, electromineral, ceramics. You could see the same thing in electronics, you could see the same thing auto parts, many sectors. Some sectors, they are also reversal of the trend by Chinese competition, increasing the price because they have kind of from a zero. Sorry, my apologies. I think the line got disconnected. I was just telling that the Chinese competition is there, not only in our business, but across various different business. You know what's happening in China, so there's always a pressure from their business to sustain. They're trying all of their best. We have also witnessed there are sectors where they have reversed their trend. They used to work on a no profit basis, then went to no cash basis. Then they are reversing that trend. I don't think they can keep doing this beyond a point. So I feel that we will continue our trend of holding our volume, which is what we did in our electromineral business. As I said, we have double-digit volume growth in electromineral business domestically, and we will continue that strategy. And I think we are also equally working on bringing costs down, which I think to some extent volume growth helps us to bring the cost down. I feel that we need to give a few more quarters to see how this trend will continue.
Got it, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavin Vithlani from SBI Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity. The question is on the ceramics. If you could dissect the segment between the three, the refractory segment, the wear ceramic part, and the engineered part, and give us a growth of, what's the growth in the second quarter and the first? And you did mention about some destocking and changeover to a new model by the customer. So how long is this period going to be, and how do you see the growth here? Because this is a segment where you've been guiding for a 25% growth. So the slowdown to 4% seems a little too stark.
Yeah, I think, as I told in my opening remark, I think in refractories, we are growing at volume and price at double digit. And we are also growing well in wear ceramics and metallized ceramics. Again, both volume and price in double digit. Engineered ceramics is where we have a blip, which I feel that, as I explained to you, it could take a couple of quarters more before they readjust, their destocking and getting into the new model position. And then we'll be back. And I think this has been communicated. They are working with us in this manner. So I don't think we have a surprise. We know that this is happening, and they have been communicating, working with us, including the new model development. So we should be back. I don't think it's a temporary blip.
Understand. Just a follow-up on this, because the earlier calls, the guidance was that we can see not arithmetic but geometric growth in the ceramics, largely driven by the new energy segment. So would we see that after a couple of quarters where there is a changeover from model A to model B, we would catch up and more than make up on the growth?
See, as far as broadly I would say, see, ceramics, we have been growing at a CAGR of somewhere in the range of 20%+, right? And I don't see a reason why that should drop. And as I said, that our America business, Australia business, India business, all firing well. And some of the areas that we are working on is doing fine. So I think those type of trends should continue is what I feel.
Appreciate it. On the abrasive side, the industry had gone for anti-dumping request to the government, especially due to the Chinese dumping, and you also mentioned about this. So is there any progress on that front? And in terms of pricing, how different is the pricing of the large organized players like yourself and GNO versus the Chinese, and the kind of cost action that you mentioned, how much can that help you to regain the lost market share?
So we did represent through the proper channels on the price dumping methodologies and put up our case as an industry. And I think one set of the government supported this and recommended a set of actions, but the other set of the government did not take this on and proceeded with it. So that is the reality. And but we will continue our pursuit, and we feel that I think this cannot continue long, and I feel that certain amount of this interim challenge we must face, and we will get back as a business.
Okay. This last question from my side. In the annual report, you did speak about positive progress on the high purity SiC and the high purity graphite graphene, which one part will be used for the electronic semiconductors and others for the battery part. If you could just help us with the progress so far, and where are we in that journey, and how much acceleration to the growth could we expect once we are able to commercialize this?
Mr. Bhavin, I did talk about this in the last call, and I want to reiterate our position clearly here. This is a 3 to 5 year work. I think it will take time. It would be difficult to update a quarterly progress, but what we can tell is largely is that we have established a 5N purity level. We are able to produce product. We have done testings on the quality of our product. We have grown crystals out of that. We have wafered products out of the crystal that is grown. And the qualities of them are all meeting the standards. We are working and progressing in this direction. And I would defer to future actions only when we get into a clear position of what we can do with that. That's where I would give you a broad idea.
Appreciate that. Yeah, thank you so much for taking my question.
Thank you, Mr. Bhavin.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harshit Patel from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, sir. So my first question is on BAW. What would be the current realizations for silicon carbide vis-a-vis the full year FY23? As you have mentioned, there has been an increase in the overall realizations. This is a bit surprising given that even the realizations are falling in the domestic alumina business. even globally, most of the commodity prices are falling, including that of electro minerals. So how is it that we have been able to post a growth in the realizations over there?
Mr. Harshid, I think we are talking silicon carbide, which
yes,
is
sir.
Totally
yes.
different to aluminas. And as far as our competitiveness in VAW, as I said, that we have a capability to produce at the best cost possible in the world and capability to swing the mix between domestic and export out of the Russia. And that makes this product reasonably capable of putting up prices, as well as some extent of, let's say, for example, when you sell products in dollar and euro, and then as we saw that, you know, some of the depreciation of ruble coming through, so obviously there's going to be a price realization change that would also come through because of the exchange gain that in ruble terms that what we will have. But we see that even in terms of that is a dollar pricing as well as ruble pricing, there's a small, I would say, a small drop in terms of the dollar and euro pricing. Probably a very, very, very really small drop. And but the realization in ruble is really strengthening. So this is how it's happening.
Understood. So my second question is on the abrasives. Have we done any pricing action in the last 2 to 3 quarters, either on the upward size or upwards or downwards, or are we maintaining the same prices? Is there a possibility of downward revision given that the RM cost pressures have broadly come off now? If that is the situation, then what explains such a huge jump in the standalone margin? Is there any impact from the product mix change as well, given that we have posted more than 16.5% margins, which are very different from what we have been doing in the past few quarters?
So I think we should look at abrasive in the lens of last, say, 3-4 years. We have been posting a 15 to 16% PBIT margin. There was a drop because of the cost push and then capability to put up the price and realize that, which was happening, you know, early last year. And that's how you are seeing a lower PBIT margin coming through. And we have been telling that we are taking respective actions on that. And that's what we are able to get back to our normal level of PBIT margin. Second is the mix between precision and industrial versus retail also is helping us to some extent a better PBIT margin. Coming to your question of are we putting up the price upward or downward, we are trying to do and adjust our price according to the market. To as our aim is to secure the volume, and this is where we would focus on. And as I was just telling in my opening remark, we are doing well in precision, we are doing well in industrial. Our challenge largely remains in the retail segment.
Understood, sir. So just a last small bookkeeping question. The unallocable expenses below a PBIT, they have jumped quite sharply in the last 2 quarters. We thought that this would taper off since the majority of integration processes of Awuko and Rhodius would have been over by now. So how should we read this?
No, I think some of the unallocable expense at the YTD level is comparable to the last year. I don't think it's any different. Let me just take my note for a second. Yeah, I think YTD Q2 was 50 crores and YTD Q2 this year is at 51.5 crores. It's very much in line.
We thought this would taper off actually, given that the integration processes are broadly over of the German acquisitions. That is why.
This should continue. I think last time also at the beginning of, I would say two, three calls before, I was telling that the trend should continue. I don't think it should taper off. We will probably at the end of the year, we will give more guidance on the next year.
Understood, sir. Thank you very much for answering my questions and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Raj Shah from Marcellus Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. My question is on, again, on the standalone aggressive side. The opening remarks mentioned about new entrants that are coming in the market. The question was, how serious are these players and who are these players? How impactful is their presence for our retail segment revenue?
Mr. Raj, I think we talked about this. Largely, it's the paint sector where, as you know, the paint business is also going through a bit of a high degree of competition, and then each of the paint majors are looking for opportunities to diversify. One of the opportunities for them is to make use of their distribution channel, which is the hardware paint counters, mainly paint counters, where abrasive products are put through, like sheets, rolls, and those products are put through. So these are the players who are what we referred as new entrants. And this is quite expected and normal for any business which has got a good degree of leverage to make use of it. But I think we will stay focused on our core business, our capability of product strength, innovation, and distribution strength that what we have built, plus working with customers in industrial and precision will continue. But we will see. We are cognizant of this competition. We are working towards responding to this competition. And this is where I said that an impact on the retail segment is there.
Okay. Thank you. That answers my question.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Anwani from Prabhudas Lilladher. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my question. My first question is on Awuko and Rhodius. So Awuko, this quarter, we did some 0.86 million losses versus 0.7 million, which actually widened. So just wanted to understand from you, are we sticking to, are we on track on the long-term plans on these two subsidiaries? You guided breakeven for Awuko by next year and I think 12%-13% margin for Rhodius by FY26. So just wanted to have an update on these two subsidiaries.
So Awuko breakeven at FY25, we are still working on that. That's our current focus, as I mentioned in my opening remark. PBIT margin getting back to 12% for Rhodius by FY27 is still very much on track from our side.
Sure. So my question on retail abrasives, which you already did highlight it, but you did mention that you're expecting to come back here and the growth in standalone abrasives, you're confident of some 8%-10%. So how are we dealing this Chinese competition, which you already did highlighted, and what would be our strategy that we're confident of growth despite these challenges here?
Yeah. I think we are expanding our retail network. So let's say some of the geographies that currently we are not that much present, we are expanding it. We're putting more feet on the street. We are investing on the technology in terms of connect, and then how do you work with the retail counters and even perhaps painters, artisans, you know, that kind of a connect. We expect this type of work would take about 18 months, 24 months in terms of making this change a significant result to come on. And I think because of our knowledge and expertise in the core abrasive business, we'll be able to do this, and we should do that. And that's the right way of you know, responding to the competition like this. So that's the strategy that we'll work on.
All right. So my last question on electrobindles, synthetic brown fused alumina used to be one of the, you know, breakthrough a couple of quarters back. If you would like to highlight how was the contribution and growth here, and also same thing for the SOFC, how was the contribution and growth this quarter, and any update for upcoming quarters here?
As I said, that I think when I talked about aluminas, which covered including the, you know, the synthetic alumina, which where we are securing very good volume growth. And I think, as I said, that the price pressure, which is a mix of competition plus the Chinese dumping, which is what is, you know, causing this. We expect that this trend should reverse. It's difficult to put up a broad timeline, but I think I expect this should come back.
Sure. So on SOFC?
Sorry?
How was the contribution from SOFC?
So solid oxide fuel cell, is that what you are referring to?
Yeah, right. Sir.
Yeah, they are doing fine, and I think we are continuing our good work there.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohit Pandey from Citi. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, the first question is again on engineered ceramics. So you mentioned one of the key customers moving from product A to B. Just wanted to clarify if you have certifications in place to cater to product B as well, or that is something you have to work on over the next 2 quarters. That was one, sir.
Yeah, good question, Mohit. I think we have been working with them in co-creating this product B. So it's a you know, work that has been going on with the customer. So as soon as they launch, we should also be in a position to start something.
Okay, sir. That's right. And secondly, the margins were quite strong despite the deceleration growth on the ceramic side. Once the growth, you know, comes back to the earlier trajectory after a couple of quarters, is, you know, 30% kind of margins a possibility in ceramics?
So as I said, of the entire bouquet of ceramics business, there's one segment where we have a, you know, let's say the order postponement, etc. And once those volumes comes, our margins should improve. And I am not in a position to comment whether we will hit 30% or not. Definitely, currently, let's say we are, you know, doing in the range of about 27-28%. I think that should continue and probably slightly improve upon.
Okay, sir. Thanks for the answer. The last question is on the CAPEX. I think in the opening mark, it was mentioned CAPEX of 280 crores versus the 300 crores earlier guidance. So where is the reduction coming from? Which businesses, if you could put some light there?
Yeah, we said 260 to 280 crores. I don't think there is any particular deferment, but I think when you execute a CAPEX, sometimes the delay in execution will also come in play, and we will not be in a position to capitalize within the time frame that we are looking at. That is what is. There is no, let's say, that we are deferring a particular CAPEX program, etc.
Okay, sir. Very clear. Thank you so much, and all the best. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Charanjit Singh from DSP Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So specifically on the abrasives market, you know, if you can touch upon now Chinese and these, you know, new paint players who are coming into the market, what percentage of the market they will be, you know, addressing? And right now in terms of the mix of precision and, you know, industrial and retail, what is that mix for us right now?
They are about 70% is our mix. 30% is the retail, and so in that, this is our mix, and I think probably the market should represent close to that. And in that, these are the new players coming and working on it in certain select segment within that 30%.
So is it a correct understanding that these new players and the Chinese players, they are participating mainly in this 30% of the market?
Yes.
Okay. And do you see the paint players also, you know, scaling up in the industrial segment with the kind of, you know, capabilities and their understanding is there?
It's going to be, it's like we want to enter into, let's say, a paint business or any other business. It's going to be tough for anyone to change and get the knowledge and the expertise required in particular business. It's not impossible, but I'm just saying. But whereas in the retail, at the low level on the sheets, rolls, mainly working on a traded product using their reach, that is what is the current focus of those people.
And so in terms of the realization, you know, how do you see the realization now moving forward in the abrasives market? Do you see further pressure in the pricing or now prices should stabilize? Any thoughts there?
So I feel in the retail, I feel that competition would continue and there will be a interim price pressure. But in industrial and precision, which is largely, you know, working with customer, working with an application, winning through that, is largely a function of, you know, how well they benefit out of our product. So there could be a price pressure on the retail side.
Okay. So lastly, on the Metch cylinder, if you can just give us any update in terms of how is that market performing, because a large part is, you know, exports within that market, and what is the future outlook here?
So as I said in our earlier question, we are doing well in metallized cylinder segment. The growth is very good, and we are performing well. We are probably the number two player in the world, and that we are doing it well.
Got it, sir. That's all from my side. Thanks for taking my questions.
Thank you, Charanjit.
Thank you. The next question is from Saif Gujjar from ICICI Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So I have two questions regarding VAW, that is the Russian subsidy. First is, how much would be domestic and external sales breakup for first half?
Probably it is 59% is domestic.
And out of the remaining 41%, what would be the exposure? It would be mainly euro or dollars, has it?
It's a mix of both. I don't think any particular, it depends, some euro country also starts paying in dollar. It depends on the customer to customer.
Okay, and just to follow up on VAW, so for the first half of this year, if you can give us the numbers regarding PBIT for VAW for first half, along with the cash flow generated from operations, and how is the same getting allocated? In terms of dividend payout to QME or CAPEX or debt repayment for first half?
Yeah, so the As far as the dividend payment, it happens once a year, and that would happen sometime June, July of next year. But as far as the PBIT is concerned, for the first half, I think I mentioned in my call, it's about 1.1 billion versus 663 of the last year.
And so, are we able to repatriate it fully, or are there some restrictions going ahead?
No issues so far.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Syed.
Thank you very much. We have one last question. The last question is from the line of Roland Nandu from Goldfish Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. Two questions from my side. One is on the retail abrasive segment. Lots of questions on that. You mentioned about two types of competition. One is Chinese, which is probably gaining on price. Another is paints, which is probably gaining on distribution. But when it comes to quality, I think our quality of these retail products would be far superior. So in terms of the market trend changing and people using better quality products, how is that trend? And do you think that during COVID, when Chinese competition was not there, there were some people who had shifted to products of higher quality. Have they now shifted back because of pressures in their business? And going forward, how do you see the shift towards quality products, and which will benefit us in the 3 to 5 years time?
So thank you. I think I would say in a window that you are looking at 3 to 5 years, where we need to rework our retail reach and distribution model, I think quality will have a good play, and people will start looking at their effort that they will put to use, and either cut or grind. And also the per piece cost that they would have will all come into play. And I think I feel that in the long run, quality will have a play.
Sure, sir. And second question would be on your M&A strategy, right? How is the pipeline looking in terms of, are there some companies that you're actively evaluating? And given, whatever is going on in the global market, would there be something which will be, asset available at a good price, or would you like to probably wait for some, calm in the market before you go ahead with the acquisition? Some color on your M&A strategy would help.
If there are assets at a good price, we are always interested in looking at that, and we as a player are looking at long-term horizon. There could be some current geopolitical tensions, other things happening, but I think these things, you can't figure out a decade where there was no geopolitical tension, and issues always remained. Not in this century, but if you look back many centuries back as well. So we are committed to our core business, and we feel that these areas are bound to grow, and wherever good opportunity comes, we will definitely look at it.
Thank you very much. That was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference back to Ms. Bhumika Nair for closing comments.
Yes, thank you everyone, and particularly the management, for giving us the opportunity to host the call. Thank you very much, sir, and wishing you all the very best. Any closing remarks from your end, sir?
Well, I think I just summarized, and I would reiterate that, majority of the business volumes and price are there. There are select segments where we need to work. Retail abrasive is one such segment where we need to really work, and we know what we should do, and we are working towards that. And I expect 18 months, 24 months, we should have the results starts you know, playing out. Margins are good, volumes are good. Restated impact is there, but I think those are all things keep happening. But I think if you look at excluding that, I think broadly the business growth is in direction. Cash flows are good, and I think we continue to grow in that trajectory. And we feel that there could be some interim challenges like the ones that we are facing, but I think we will have programs to address this. We are confident and about the guidance that what I just said in the closing remark. Thank you on all the very best, and wish you all a very happy Diwali, and be safe and be healthy.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of DAM Capital Advisors Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.